第四項議程，荃灣分區委員會區域範圍罪案簡報，2007年8月至11月，荃灣區議會文件11/2008號，我們請荃灣指揮官加埋喺總警司用各位報告有關嘅罪案情況。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My reports are tabled, but I also wanted to make a short comment about something different as well. So later, if there's any questions about my reports, then they're very welcome. But first of all, I just wanted to say that I'm looking for some support for education against jaywalkers, and I'd like to thank the chairman and other council members have already agreed to help us on the 31st of January afternoon to conduct an education program. As we know, there are no black spots in Chun Wan for jaywalkers, but I prefer that we take some action now on education before we have any black spots in the area itself. So thank you for everybody's support. And finally, I just wanted to make a comment to say that we had very good cooperation during 2007, and I do hope this will continue throughout 2008. The Chun Wan police briefing, which we do every year, will be held on the 29th of February this year in Chun Wan Police Station, and we'll follow it by a lunch. And I do hope that everybody will come and enjoy the briefing and also enjoy the lunch. So if there's any questions on my reports, I'm very happy to answer them now. Thank you.
好，多謝江雲嘅總警司。請問各位對總警嘅報告有乜問題？有其他嗰都有幾項嘅我喺報告過嘅嚇。有冇嘢請願提出有文件？有邊位？陳恆斌議員係。
多謝主席。咁我發現文件裏面咧，其中有一欄就係入屋犯案嘅數字咧，喺如果道區係偏高嘅。咁過去嗰幾個月呢，我哋如果到區富麗花園呢連續係發生過差唔多接近10宗嘅爆竊，咁我哋覺得就呢個問題相當之嚴重嘅。咁亦都係即係我睇你大家睇個表啦，只係有一個區係即係個罪案數字入屋犯罪呢嗰個數字係太高啊。咁而個破案呢究竟係破案成點呢，咁我希望知道，同埋警方會唔會係就住一啲大廈維修呢喺附近係加強個巡邏㗎。因為嗰幾棟大廈呢都係進行維修。而家呢亦都係有一棟新嘅大廈東亞花園亦都進行維修嘅。咁喺新年期間呢，我希望即係警方會唔會有一啲措施去保障。咁另外呢就係喺公園嘅非法賭博呢，咁亦都係相當之嚴重嘅。咁形成呢即係個市容唔好同埋一個環境衛生問題。因為非法聚賭呢亦都係啲人喺附近呢又冇公共洗手間而即係隨街解決。咁亦都係影響對居民嘅滋擾。咁即係睇下警方會唔會有所行動。唔該。
唔該曬。好請問指揮官嘉文嘅總警司。
Thank you both. On the burglary side, for the detection rates, I'll get back to you exactly on the figures for Yuengot Road. I don't have a breakdown for the Yuengot Road itself. In general, though, certainly, any construction sites within Chun Wan District, in particular those that put up scaffolding, we do send the crime prevention people around to advise the management and the owners that they should take prevention measures against burglars using the scaffolding to break in. And also, we do arrange our own officers to have special operations at night time, in particular what we call the spotlight operations to search the scaffolding to try to prevent people from using them. So certainly there are a number of operations to try to prevent it, as well as education to try to enhance the improvement of the areas for burglaries. Obviously this is one of our targets. Burglaries go up and down. In this particular period, Yuengot Road was very bad. You'll probably find in the last 3 months it's dropped off again. But our action is constant, no matter where it is. As far as the gambling is concerned, as I previously reported at these meetings, we do have a joint meeting together with other departments, Housing Department and LCSD, in particular targeting gambling within the park areas and gambling also at housing estates. As I'm sure you're all aware that in housing estates now, starting from the 1st of January, there is this program for earning points if you're caught living in the same area and gambling in the same area. And we do target these places for the park areas and for the housing estates for gambling. As you say, it is quite an antisocial behavior. We have seen some improvement. This will continue both via education and also by prosecution action. Unfortunately, again, as I have reported these meetings, we are dealing really with, a hard core of elderly people who are very difficult to educate and tell them that this type of gambling is illegal. They see it themselves as really as a social activity. They're just enjoying themselves gambling in the parks. But certainly we will continue our action against it. If necessary, we will also approach the courts and see whether or not it's necessary to raise the fines. But at the moment, I don't want to use that area to try to punish these people who are generally tend to be 70 to 80 years old for gambling in the area. I prefer at the moment that we use education backed up by enforcement to try to prevent them from gambling in the area. And of course, any assistance that you can also give to try to educate these people that it is illegal gambling will be very, very useful. Thank you.
Okay.
蔡政府，然之後陳全業，蔡政府唔該。多謝警官啊，就睇到我哋荃灣區嘅文件咧，就實際上咧，我覺得咧就2007年嘅尾嗰段咧，就係嗰個罪案係比較多嘅，即係喺上半年咧就好啲嘅，咁啊。 即係當然就即係種類都有啲啦，講一講唔曬，即係普遍嚟講都係多咗。我想知道係咪你哋警方人手不足啊，或者係即係冇咁勤力啊？啊，有冇其他啲好啲嘅對策咧？咁啊，我希望我哋個荃灣區會成為一個再好啲嘅城市啊！多謝指揮官。OK，
或者我再聽埋陳順業，然之後請陳順業。下一個以前係關於馬灣嘅，一陣先問。下一個以前係講馬灣嘅。OK， 仲有冇其他同事想問問題？楊福奇係。多謝主席。我關注近來嗰個新聞就係話，有老師同即係你哋巡邏嗰時咧，就發現到一個
case 就係有個老師係同11歲嘅乜乜乜咁啦嚇。 咁我唔係我唔想討論呢個案，而係咧就係我知道警方咧過往都係去學校咧就做好多啲防止罪惡嘅教育。咁我希望警方可唔可以考慮就係針對呢一方面嘅性教育咧，就係響警方嘅角度嚟咧，就係俾多啲資訊咧，係俾多知識俾啲小朋友。 無論男女都好，咁雖然呢樣嘢係社署要做，但我希望警方你去做宣傳滅罪，即係罪惡教育嗰時咧，就可以做埋呢一方面咯。多謝主席。OK，
有關於即係管書呢個部分，有冇嘢提問？如果冇咧，請總警司阿陳宇森係。多謝主席。咁我同阿楊福奇議員嗰個即係問題有少少跟進咧，就係我唔知而家即係警方查啲公寓嘅時候咧，對於公寓嘅即係而家。 男士又會查啦，唔知女仔，因為嗰個細路係好細個嘅，即係會唔會需要都要登記埋啲姓名、年齡或者資料啲嘢俾你哋嘅？即係如果你查牌嘅時候，需唔需要嗰個係持牌人？即係都有，即係譬如而家一個男性去啦，咁佢帶埋個女仔去，咁女仔需唔需要登記一啲即係資料俾你哋警方係到時係調查，即係做咗記錄嘅咧？多謝。
OK， 即係話你意思即係話去公寓登記嗰時係咪？ 登記埋女仔嗰個年齡係嘛 ？OK， 仲有冇同事？如果冇，暫時有三位議員發咗問嘅，請指揮官唔該答。Okay,
let's take them back to front because I can remember those ones first. Checking the guest houses, certainly we do check the occupants of the guest houses. We check their identity documents and we do check to see if they're wanted, etc., etc. If there is something unusual, like in particular this particular case, obviously we've got a very young girl with an older person, then certainly that would be a case of interest to us. Obviously, there are many other people that use these guest houses that are of, well, I would say, of consenting ages, I'd say, so we would not record necessarily every single age of every single person who are using the guest houses, but certainly any cases where we believe that there are young juveniles in need of care and protection, particularly if they're under the age of 15, 16, and in particular if the age differences are very large, then certainly we'd record them down. In law, certainly the owners of these premises should record down the details of people who are renting the rooms, and some of them don't. We do take action against those ones that we find have failed to take any notice of the people who are renting the rooms, certainly. Going back to Ms. Young's question about sex education, in fact, starting 2007 in the school year in September, we already did go around to all of the schools and gave them education and advice, particularly following, if you remember, beginning of last year, there were several cases about internet dating. And again, although they were not as young as this particular case, they were basically 13, 14-year-olds, dating 19, 20-year-olds. So we targeted that particular type of thing. We didn't actually target this sort of age difference as being. But we gave them all general sex education advice. Obviously, education and advice, in particular when you're dealing with juveniles and children, quite often will go in one ear and out the other ear. So it is a matter of continuing the sex education, and that is done through the PCRO staff with their NPCs who do visit the schools frequently, the SSLOs, frequently giving advice to the schools, and we will continue that sort of education. We can't actually discuss this particular case itself. Obviously, it's now sub judice going to court, but we can, within our briefings, talking to the young children, talk around this type of cases. And the ones I'm concerned about in particular are the ones through the internet dating, through the SMS, through the MSNs, et cetera, who are dating quite often much older, not quite as old difference as this one, but dating much older people and basically having sex with them as well without thinking about it. So this is certainly a target that we have.
Okay.
I still have one more one. Rise of crime at the end of the year, yes. I can assure all the members here that certainly we did not take any long holidays at the end of last year, nor did we reduce any of our anti-crime activities. It is pretty traditional at the end of the year, unfortunately, that crime does tend to rise a little bit. For that reason, we actually have special operations starting from December all the way through to Chinese New Year, our winter precaution operations. Although the overall crime figures, I would say, are perhaps for the end of the year, are still down. When I do the report in February, you'll find that the 2007 figures are down on the 2006 figures. There were some minor rises in some crimes, in particular in the burglaries in some areas towards the end of November and December. Otherwise, the major rises is still the miscellaneous thefts, in particular the theft of wire, the shop theft cases, and these sort of target ones. These ones we must spend more time, and I'm glad to see Mr. Chan Yu saying here from the DFCC as well, we must spend more time on these ones trying to educate a lot of people to look after their own property. A great number of these type of cases that are on the rise are very difficult for us to prevent, because it's quite often the members of the public themselves who are leaving their valuable property lying around. So I think through education we can try to improve that. But I can assure you that I certainly have sufficient police officers to deal with any problems, and I'm sure that there will be no longer any rise in crime that will be of a major concern to Chun Wan District. Thank you.
Okay. 有一個問題啊，張警司，就頭先蔡成威議員問，係咪荃灣區警力人手係咪有啲不足之處咧？呢個你未有答到。
Yes, Mr. Chairman, as I just said, I think I have more than sufficient resources to deal with any particular problems within Chun Wan itself. So I'm not any lack or shortage of police officers. In fact, I think we're very lucky in Chun Wan in the sense that we have a very high visible uniform presence, because we also have the emergency units based in Chun Wan as well as the police tactical units based in Chun Wan as well. So there's no particular problem on that side at all.
Yeah. Okay.仲有冇同事就呢個文件想發言嘅？如果冇咧，咁我哋下一個議程就。